The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Herbs.
Welcome to Merry Man Herbs. It's a better life show. Listen every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on News Talk 1340 WSOY for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun, interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutraceutical educators in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. And now, here's Mike King. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man's Better Life Show, and today we have with us Cheryl Myers. Hi, Cheryl. She is the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma, one of my most favored companies. That's because they produce some of the highest quality, lowest cost products that are extremely effective and they work. Hey, we were talking off air a little bit about the curcumin. There is a report that came out in January. The Journal of Medicinal Chemistry published an article entitled The Essential Medicinal Chemistry of Curcumin, and it was a mini perspective. And a lot of the conclusions, and actually there were opinions that they drew, were based on their personal interpretation of the previous research. It was one of these scientific papers that I deemed to be almost fake news or bad science. They made a lot of claims, and some of them were actually agreeable. I know Dr. A.J. Gold, Ph.D. at Baylor Scott & White Research Institute in Dallas, Texas, made a comment about it. The editor of Vitamin Retailer, editor-in-chief, Janet Poveromo, also wrote an article, and I know you did kind of an op-ed for me on our Facebooks from this particular article that was printed out. But basically, they were saying that the curcumin is hard to absorb, which we understand. That's true. Curcumin is not very stable. That's also true. And that it's not very water soluble, and that there are a multitude of curcumin raw materials and they can differ significantly. And, you know, we all agree to that. But the thing is they're saying, well, it's not, you know, viable for any remedy or viable for use. And the big thing that they didn't point out was maybe for pharmaceutical use, because we're looking at, you know, an extract or an analog or something like that. And curcumin is a very complex, you know, it's the pigment from the turmeric. Turmeric is an extremely complex herb. There's a lot of compounds. How many compounds are in turmeric? I know there's like over 150 in just the curcumin pigment. So, I mean, it's a very complex. It does so many different things. But Dr. Goel pointed out that some of the author's statements were questionable. And one of them was that, you know, the in vitro, which it basically those are tests outside the living system test tube or whatever, they weren't borne out as, you know, in vivo. And there were no double blinded clinical trials if curcumin has been successful. That is not true. He kind of said there's over 9,000 published studies. I think you mentioned that, too. So they were making statements that really weren't true. And again, I think his opinion said it is my opinion that curcumin cannot be reduced to a few chemical structures that behave in a singular fashion. He's concluded that, and I think we all agree with that. And he also said there is a vast array of physical targets that are touched by the natural compounds in curcumin that cannot be duplicated by a synthetic drug. And so out of his own scientific research and the research of other esteemed scientists around the world, they have confirmed that curcumin is a powerful and clinically documented intervention that has provided health benefits to hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And I think we can agree to that. And for, you know, some of these people to state that it has no use or can't be used or is ineffective, I think really disparages the whole idea behind curcumin, because I think it eventually is going to be a great replacement for a lot of the analgesics and a lot of the other drugs that have horrible side effects. Curcumin has nothing but, and we've talked about this before, it has nothing but positive benefits.
Well, you're absolutely right. And this is a case of just moving too fast.
Yes.
You know, when we were kids, you had news a couple times a day. Now we have 24-hour news networks. And
right.
Those are hungry beasts, and they want lots and lots and lots of copy to fill those voids. We have to have a lot of news. Our appetite for news just seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
So sometimes journalists jump on things without fully doing their research or completely understanding what was being examined. The researchers who did the mini perspective on curcumin did not do their own research. They reviewed the research that had previously been done.
Mm-hmm.
This was not an experiment of any kind. It was not an examination of the compounds itself. It was an overview of some of the research that had been done previously.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were looking at was the ability to turn curcumin into a prescription drug.
Right.
Is it a drug target? And that it seems to be incredibly interesting, but yet they have been completely unsuccessful at trying to turn it into a drug, and here's why. Curcumin is from the plant turmeric, and there's other things in the plant turmeric that are also quite healthy.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But curcumin itself has over 9,000 studies. It has 300-plus double-blind human research trials.
So gold standard.
Yes, gold standard. So there is no question whatsoever about the physical human health efficacy of curcumin. But curcumin itself is made up of three molecules named bis-demethoxycurcumin, demethoxycurcumin, and curcumin. So it's a little confusing. Curcumin's the family name. One of the kids is also named curcumin.
Right,
so,
okay.
So what they were trying to do...
I like how you state things. I just love how you put things.
Well,
so one of the kids...
one of the kids is also named curcumin.
Okay.
So of these three curcuminoids that make up curcumin, the researchers were not looking at demethoxycurcumin or bis-demethoxycurcumin. Mm-hmm. They were just looking at the kid. Curcumin. So you can see how that's confusing to people.
Tunnel vision.
Are they talking about, what are they exactly talking about?
Right.
And they say right in their study, they're talking about the singular curcuminoid, curcumin, not the family curcumin, which is what we sell in our natural medicine.
Yes.
That single curcuminoid has been shown time and again to not work very well without the rest of the family around it.
The synergist, right.
But that's not new news.
Mm-hmm.
That it works better in its original ratio and complex as it occurs in nature.
Right.
Curcumin, Dr. Goal is completely right. Curcumin touches thousands of targets in the body. Drugs usually touch a couple. So
it's
reductionist thinking to believe that you can take a sophisticated, complex, naturally occurring plant molecule, tease out one single itty-bitty little piece of it, and turn it into a drug.
I love that. Reductionist thinking. Love that statement. Yes.
So sometimes it works.
Right.
That's how we got cholesterol drugs in the market.
Yeah, but it's generally when you do this human-made synthetic extract, patented extract, you have all of these side effects. It's not balanced.
I could go back to my cholesterol drug example, they teased out a tiny little piece of red yeast rice. And they created the prescription synthetic lovastatin. So there are times when you can create a very profitable drug by finding a single little compound in a plant that does something in the body.
Right.
But the sad thing is that the synthetic drug, you have to use twice as much to get the same effect.
Oh.
Right. You have more side effects when you take it out of its naturally occurring plant complex.
Right, it's not balanced and buffered and all of that.
Right. So while 50, 60, 70% of our prescription drugs do have some origin or some tie to originally that activity being discovered in nature, there are many times when there is something that works in the natural world that cannot easily be converted into a single synthetic compound.
Many times, right.
So
I see it every day.
So the researchers were saying it's a failure. It's a complete failure.
I know.
It's a failure as a prospect for becoming a prescription drug. So the Hungry News organizations, all they saw was curcumin-failure.
Yep, fake
and
news.
So they,
here we go. Yeah.
So off they went.
Yeah.
I honestly don't even think they did it on purpose. It's just lazy journalism.
Mm-hmm.
New analysis shows curcumin doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or curcumin, there's never been a gold standard study on curcumin that shows that any health benefits. Well, without reading the whole study. Now the good news is, quite honestly, most people just ignored this study because they knew it was completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But as far as, so it may have been correct in people in saying that curcumin is a failure when you try to turn it into a synthetic drug.
Mm-hmm.
But what is totally incorrect is how some of the, not all, but some of the media perceive that to report that, curcumin doesn't work, which is absolutely ridiculous. There's been studies, well, specifically of the kind of curcumin I work with, the BCM95 curcumin that's blended with turmeric essential oil.
Okay.
There's been successful studies on rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
osteoarthritis, major depressive disorder, and all these are double-blind human studies.
Yeah.
Radiation therapy associated with prostate cancer, helping to prevent damage to the urinary tract, study after study, and that's just looking specifically at the form that we use.
Right, now, and you can go to curcuminforhealth.com and see a lot of these and see get a lot of good information.
That's an excellent website for people, especially if you're heading to the doctor, if you're interested in using curcumin and your doctor's a little bit skeptical.
Yeah.
That's an awesome website to go and download the abstracts.
Curcuminforhealth.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Really useful. But some of the things they say are absolutely true. Curcumin's not water-soluble.
Right.
Absolutely, it's not water-soluble.
That's why
we don't want it to be. Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't want it to be water-soluble.
Right.
Because if water-soluble compounds are in and out of the body the first or second time you urinate. That's why when you take the B vitamins, they're incredibly healthy and good for you. But your urine is brilliant neon yellow the second or third time after you take them. Because they come into your body and they go out fast.
Right.
Water-soluble compounds hang around in your body a lot longer, and that's one of the reasons that curcumin is so efficacious. And there's also been companies and journalists who don't know very much that say, well, since it's not water-soluble, it must not be very absorbable.
Completely
untrue.
Well, and then you're looking at two.
Water-soluble?
Yeah. But you're
is
looking.
Coconut? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is coconut oil water-soluble? Is butter water-soluble? Do we
vitamin
have
E?
Any trouble absorbing those?
Yeah,
no.
Well, the thing is, too, is, you know, it being this fat-soluble or whatever, it's going to stay in your body longer. I know the efficacy of the product, you know, sometimes we can talk 10 to 12 hours of it working and staying in the body. That's the other good positive part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think that, as I said, this is just, and the good news is, as I said, most people, especially people in the know, have kind of completely ignored this because they either did their own homework and read it and saw that it was a study on development of curcumin as a drug.
Right.
Or they just knew from their own experiences it was completely fallacious. But, yeah, the thing that they said about, well, it doesn't work because it's water-soluble, that's ridiculous. Fat-soluble compounds like vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, those are all fat-soluble compounds.
And they work.
And we have no problem absorbing them.
No.
So, you know, they also said that curcumin itself, aside from the whole water-soluble, fat-soluble issue, is poorly absorbed. Well, they are right. That's why you have to go to the next generation of clinically studied curcumin that has its own delivery system on board that boosts absorption.
Right.
So, as I said, they just didn't dig deep enough, and they certainly did not do their homework.
Well, and you know, you just gave us a ton of information there, Cheryl. You know your stuff. The other thing, too, and you mentioned, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but the thing is the BCM95 has the whole oil from the turmeric extract, that whole oil with the tumorones and a lot of other compounds, that has all been, you know, added and put back in, too. And I know Dr. Gregory at, I think, nutritionfacts.org did a little video about the fact that, you know, curcumin isolated, and you just mentioned the curcumin, the child of the curcuminones or curcumin compounds, doesn't in and of itself maybe have as much efficacy as with the other curcuminoids and the tumorones and everything else that's there. And that's why, again, the BCM95, every time I look at that, I see all these other companies and their extracts and everything. I have not seen anything better. And bottom line, we've said this before. I take the product. My customers take the product. I take the different products, and nothing has made me feel better. Nothing has worked better and given me more better results and pain relief and everything else than the BCM95 product. It just,
right,
your body tells you. So anyway, Dr. Gregory, you know, and again, he's really good at a lot of the things that he does at nutritionfacts.org, and I post a lot of things, but again, he kind of, you pointed out that there a little bit of a misstatement there and the fact that, you know, the holistic curcumin, the turmeric, the compound, and then being, you know, maybe turned into a phospholipid, very bioavailable, that is what has been found to be very effective, and there's studies behind that. I think we can kind of just rest our hat on the fact, or, you know, just sit down and say, okay, we know now, the science has shown, we know now that curcumin is very effective for a lot of different things, and more studies are going to come out and show that. The bottom line, though, is there's only positive benefits. It's very safe and effective. You're not going to be doing any harm. It's been used for thousands of years. It works very well. And the biggest problem I have with it is that I think people, you know, they'll take one pill and think it's going to work all week. You know, this is a, it's a dietary supplement. It's one of these things, your body's like an engine. It works a lot better if it gets fuel all the time. You don't pour a gallon of gas into the engine and expect it to run properly. You know, that's why we have a carburetor. So, you know, taking this supplement maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day, I've taken up to 30 of the extra strength curcumin in one day. And it worked. It was a lot better than taking the heroin extractive drugs that you would get from a medical doctor. And, you know, I didn't have to worry about addiction or anything like that. It took my pain away. I had some surgery done, and it worked very, very well. I wish more of the medical community would enlighten themselves and look at this product and start using it. It's just a shame that it doesn't happen. So anyway, I thank you for all the information on that. Again, we've got tons of information on our website at www.marryman, that's marryman.com. And we've got some time left here. I really wanted to get into acne essentials and talking about acne.
Switching gears a little bit.
We're going to switch gears. And I don't think people realize they use all this topical stuff. And I want to just interject here. The silver hydrosols, and I've talked with a lot of different people about this, Dr. Robert Scott Bell and the companies that make, there's our Argentum 23, which is our best-selling product. It's phenomenal. It's a silver hydrosol. It's way beyond the old colloidal silver. Extremely effective. And I have seen it topically do wondrous things. There's a gel, which is great. You can put that on it. It basically... It kills all of the staph, I think, is one of the big things that we deal with acne. And so topically, on the surface, using the silver or the silver hydrosols, the really high-quality stuff that you would find at Mary Mann Herbs, but the really high-quality stuff is extremely effective. It's easy to apply. It does a great job, but you need to go a step further. You need to look systemically or throughout the whole body. And this is why when my customers come in, they're like, you know, what are your best-selling products for acne? Because I can't prescribe or diagnose. So I can say, well, you know, when people come in, the people that get the best results use the silver hydrosols, but they use this other product, or it's a combination of different nutrients. And I want you to explain a little bit about that. I had a customer the other day. She's like, well, why don't you tell us what the product is and everything? So we do a disclaimer. I'm not trying to push a particular product. I'm trying to do education on here. But I think the product name is Acne Essentials. It's from Europharma. And we're not saying it's a cure for anything, but it's a nutritional approach. So we're going to do something topically, which we know is very effective, but you need to go internally. And this particular product, we have gotten such phenomenal results. I can put it to you this way. I get 100% customer satisfaction when it comes to having problems with acne. 100% customer satisfaction. So in this product, there's a lot of different things. I'm going to go through them kind of quickly, and I want you to kind of share the information. Now, of course, it's got vitamin A in there. Why vitamin A? What's the deal behind that? I mean, there's Accutane and all this, the vitamin A extractives, but why vitamin A? What's magical or, you know, special about it? I shouldn't say magical, but what's the big nutritional reason for that?
Well, vitamin A works, as you said. You know, this is another case where they've created drugs based on a natural compound with the retinols and such. But vitamin A, in its most concentrated, fast-acting form, retinyl acetate, has very strong anti-acne activity in the body. Mm-hmm. And you know what people forget is your skin has two sides. There's a top side and there's a bottom side.
Yes.
The top side is what you show to the world.
Epidermis.
And that's where you put your lotions, mm-hmm. and where you use your silvers and your things to help keep the bacterial count down on the skin to help reduce acne.
Right.
You also have to nourish it from the underside as well, because there's changes that take place underneath the skin that can set you up for clear skin or it can set you up for acne breakdown.
Okay.
And the retinol acetate is something that is particularly good at that. A lot of people say, why don't you use beta-carotene? A couple of reasons. Beta-carotene is a precursor to vitamin A. and people have to convert it into vitamin A, and so you don't get the dosage, the concentrated dosage, all at one time. And quite honestly, some people are good at doing that conversion process and some are not. So that's okay. why we use the concentrated vitamin A. That's just one of the most important things that you can do if you're having problems with breakouts on your skin.
I was reading here, it says it helps prevent the buildup of the dead skin, it's anti-inflammatory, and it's also important for skin function and repair. So you've got all of that going on. Now you add in the vitamin C, of course that's, you know, again, a synergist, but it's for oxidative stress. And I know, and I'm just going to go ahead and throw this in here, but collagen is the building block. It's kind of the steel girder, the structure, and vitamin C is essential to help the body synthesize the collagen. So I could see why you would throw that in. Am I correct on that? That's why you throw
Absolutely.
That in there? Okay.
Absolutely.
And then you've got your B6.
Yes, and we put that in the pyridoxal 5-phosphate form. So at the risk of sounding too much like a chemist.
No, but that's the most bioavailable.
It's important,
P5P.
Right, it's important to know the form your vitamin B6 is
yes.
in.
Yes.
Because there's vitamin B6 as it occurs in food and most supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And then your body takes that vitamin B6 and it converts it into the active form. So you're not getting, when you eat food or take most supplements, you're not getting the active form. You're getting the inactive form, and your body has to convert it. It has to do, and that happens in the liver.
Right, and then if you have MTHFR and all of that, you can't really convert it anyway. So this is a form that is very usable. Now, there's zinc and chromium. Why are these two essential trace elemental minerals? Why are they in there? Tell me about that.
Well, both of those are also absolutely essential for skin health. Zinc especially.
Yeah, I've read a lot about that for wound healing and immune cell health.
It helps the skin to repair itself. It helps to reduce that inflammation that clogs off some of those oil glands in the first place.
Right.
So zinc. And we also provide the zinc in what we call the TRAX, amino acid chelate system. So it's zinc glycinate chelate, which means you're going to get much, much better absorption using this system. As I said, a lot of your listeners have heard these words before, like, oh, it's vitamin B6 or zinc or this. Or, you know, yes, and that's exactly what their nicknames are. But you need to know their full names before you realize are they the quality. I jokingly call them the Cadillac forms.
Yes.
Or not. And this is a Cadillac zinc.
Bioavailable. And, of course, it's bound to what, a protein? Is that what kind of helps it, the glycinate?
Yes, it's bound to glycine.
Okay.
Yes, they bind it to an amino acid so that as it goes through your intestinal tract, the amino acid is very easily absorbed and it pulls the zinc with it.
And then the mineral, the essential elemental mineral comes with it. And chromium, I know chromium is also used for the blood sugar. Is that kind of what's going on here?
Chromium is also one of those micronutrients that are essential for skin health. But yes, indeed, sugar balance in the body, those peaks and valleys of sugar balances can sometimes play a role in acne breakouts.
Okay, and then you've got sulfur. And I know a lot of times people will do the methyl sulfonamethane, the MSM, for the joints, but it's also very good for the skin. It has a lot to do with fluid and fluid retention and all of that. But why sulfur here? You're using a sulfur as Sublime. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's a highly absorbable sulfur. Mm-hmm. It is very antibacterial. So the sulfur helps to keep some of those bacterial colonies reduced on the
skin.
And it's the there's, you know, bacteria. You're right that staph causes boils and certain kinds of skin eruptions, but there's also another kind of bacteria called the propium bacteria, and it actually has the name acnes in it.
I knew you would know extra stuff, Cheryl. I just knew that. I just knew it. Okay.
So, you know, you never want to wipe out all the bacteria on your skin.
Right.
But it's just like in your gut. You don't want to wipe out. You just want to keep things in balance.
Exactly.
So sulfur is particularly good at that.
Okay. And it's also, doesn't it help with the overproduction of oil, too? It kind of regulates that?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more for the antibacterial activity, but yes, anything that helps to regulate the volume of oil. And also when you have problems with acne, you have an accelerated skin turnover. So we all shed our skin, not quite like snakes and reptiles do.
Yes.
Not as visibly, but we all shed our skin a couple of cells at a time. So the old cells slough off and the new cells appear from underneath. Well, when you have acne, that process is accelerated, and before the old skin can drop off, you've got new skin pushing up from underneath, and it causes a great deal of difficulty with the clogging and the inability of the oil glands to properly release their load, and then they get clogged up and
clogged
they start
up
to get
infected.
Now,
we don't want to confuse this naturally occurring sulfur with sulfa, which is basically a sulfonamide, and it's a synthetic drug, completely different.
Right.
Now, you also threw a little potassium in there. Why potassium? I know it's alkalinizing. Does it help with the skin, the balance of the pH of the skin?
It does a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, it's in there also, and also potassium is required for, again, it's one of those nutrients that's required for your skin to be healthy.
For detox and all of that's
right.
Good for your... Okay. Now, there's two last ingredients, and we're going to be running out of time here. So, Boswellia, that is also frankincense. We see it. It's very good. We've talked about it as an inhibitor of 5-LOX, inflammation, and so forth. It's in a lot of the curcumin products. Why put that in... does it help keep the acne from turning red and ugly? What's the use for this?
Well, inflammation also causes swelling, and swelling
yes.
shuts off the gland, so that it's sort of a downward spiral. When it starts to get inflamed, then you start to get the buildup of the like the pus and the white blood cells behind the clogged pore. So, yes, Boswellia helps to keep some of that inflammation at bay. It's also been shown to have some antibacterial activity.
Okay.
And the form of Boswellia we lose using this product is can be up to 10 to 15 times stronger
right.
than just plain old garden variety Boswellia. So you get a lot of bang for your buck.
I know you use the best. Last but not least, we got a few seconds left. Burdock. I know that's a blood purifier and protects your liver.
It's a burdock is a detox compound.
Okay.
And we need, I guess we don't need to discuss it any further. You know, you have to get the burdock helps to, you get some of that, some of those toxins out of the body that play a role in irritating your skin.
Awesome. Well, it looks like an awesome formula, so we can do systemically throughout the whole body, work from the inside out. We can work from the outside in with the silver. I think, you know, I've seen it in action. I've seen people that have horrible acne really get great results, and I use it myself. Cheryl, we're out of time. Thank you so much for all your information, and we will be talking. We didn't even get a chance, but we will be talking about a lot of the new products coming out.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Okay.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs. You found a better way to live better every day. The natural herbal alternative way. Our customers we've pleased since the 1970s. Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.